Wednesday, May the 18th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, an unclear fate for Mariupol's defenders and Northern Ireland Protocol under threat. First, the world in brief. Ukraine is, quote, doing everything possible and impossible to save the fighters still trapped in Mariupol's Azovstal steelworks, according to Hanna Maliar, Ukraine's deputy defence minister. She did not specify how many people were left inside. On Tuesday, more than 260 people surrendered and were evacuated to areas held by Russian-backed rebels, leaving the city to the Russians. Ms. Maliar said they would be returned in a, quote, exchange procedure, but Russian officials said they planned to interrogate the soldiers and could charge them with, quote, crimes committed by the Ukrainian regime against the civilian population. The American State Department announced a new program to document atrocities committed by Russian forces in Ukraine. The government is investing $6 million in a, quote, conflict observatory, which will analyse open-source information, including satellite images and social media posts, for evidence of Russian war crimes, which the Ukrainian government says are happening on a massive scale. The findings will be shared publicly. Liz Truss, Britain's Foreign Secretary, announced that the government would table a bill to override parts of the Northern Ireland Protocol. The protocol is part of a post-Brexit UK-EU trade deal that creates a sea border inside the United Kingdom between Great Britain and Northern Ireland. The legislation would propose, quote, green and, quote, red lanes for goods travelling between the mainland and the province. Ms. Truss insisted that the bill would comply with international law. But Maros Sefcovic, the EU's Brexit negotiator, said that the action raises, quote, significant concerns. Jair Bolsonaro, Brazil's president, sued Alexandre de Moraes, a justice in Brazil's Supreme Court, for what he described as, quote, attacks on democracy, disrespect for the Constitution, and contempt for fundamental rights and guarantees. It is the latest salvo in an ongoing war between Mr. Bolsonaro and Mr. Moraes, who has repeatedly authorised investigations into the president's behaviour. Mr. Bolsonaro is standing for re-election in October. The Prime Minister of Sweden and President of Finland will visit President Joe Biden on Thursday as they finalise their applications to join NATO. On Tuesday, Finland's parliament voted strongly in support of the membership bid. The traditionally neutral Nordic countries had hoped for a quick entry to minimise their exposure to Russian retaliation, but face opposition from Turkey. President Joe Biden condemned white supremacy in an address to mourners in the city of Buffalo, New York. On Saturday, 13 people were shot, 10 fatally, in what police described as a racist hate crime. Paying tribute to the victims, Mr. Biden described the, quote, hateful and perverse ideology behind the attack as, quote, poison that has no place in America. Walmart slashed its earnings forecast for the year, reflecting America's surging inflation problem. The world's largest retailer said that price hikes in food and fuel squeezed its margins. Its profits for the first 3 months of the year were $2.05 billion, down from $2.73 billion in the same period last year. And fact of the day, 700,000. The number of daily Russian downloads of the 10 most popular VPNs, which can be used to access banned sites in the first month of the war, a surge from 16,000 before it began.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.